Hey guys.
Hey everyone. Welcome back to Fit Pod.
What's up?
Hit it off, G. What is the first thing we're going to talk about?
Yeah, so I recently went to an art museum. It was about like a bunch of different cultures. It like African American, Asian, European, whatever. And like in the...
Oh, they had African?
They did. And Native American, which kind of pissed me off, but...
Because they stole... All this stuff they stole!
I'm like,
and then they kept on it and put it in a museum.
I'm like, these people really are still alive.
Yeah. Oh.
You stole this from someone
and they
that's
stole,
relatives
bro.
Are still alive.
They kept... They stole...
And then y'all put it in a museum.
They loot! They're talking about looting.
Right, give me the loot!
Give me the loot! They the ones looted, talking about looting, but...
Yeah, I hate to see it, honestly, but... Yeah, in the Asian American or Asian section, there was this thing. Hold on, I'll read it to you guys. But basically, like, under a certain, like, I guess culture within, like, the Asian culture, if you have a specific job, like, when you die, they can make you a casket with that, like job description, if that makes sense. So, like, if I was, like, a carpenter and I died... then basically they can make me a casket that looks like a saw or something like that. Like,
oh,
it's kinda
cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But this was from Sowon Kui. Please forgive me if I'm butchering that, if we have any Asian listeners. 1954 to 1999, it's fantasy coffin, so it's made out of wood, plaster, and acrylic paint. And it says, the immigration need not to be limited to death. If we live amongst the Ga people in Guyan, you could be buried in a giant cell phone coffin, a Caicos pod, or anything else related to your profession or social standing. So basically, like, you could be buried in something that relates to, like, what you used to work in, and then also, like, where I guess you stand in the social class. So my question to you is, if you died right now, in this very day... what would your coffin look like? What would it be made out of?
What would my coffin look like? If we was, this could have been us had we RIP'd that day.
Honestly,
on the bridge. You know,
and
yeah.
I don't even have one. I'm thinking,
you dig? You're right. You're right about mines. Mines, you said mines would be the butterflies. Probably true.
Yeah.
Because hard to catch. That's the butterfly effect.
Period.
But I just like butterflies. I feel like whenever they come around,
it's good news.
It's like good news. So I probably be a butterfly, or I said some deer antlers, because honestly,
yeah.
Those are my deer are my partners. Like, I love deer, so
I'm
I'd
trying
probably
to see
though,
like,
some deer
if it
antlers.
Was a deer, how would you sit in there?
I don't know.
It would be
it
like,
have to be massive.
You'd be doing
be
like a back bend through the legs,
oh,
the body, and then the back legs too.
No, you're right, and I'd have to be a monarch butterfly. We love the mariposas, so I'd be a butterfly. Probably you're right. Yours, I feel like I said, you really like to organize stuff and to plan stuff. So initially I said you would be a calendar or
a calendar
or a planner.
A planner. I feel like maybe
back to school supplies. Yeah.
No.
A tape measure.
Honestly, that's not a bad one.
That's good because you like to make stuff. You like numbers and stuff like that.
That's true. Or I could literally just be like the Virgin, like Virgo sign. Maybe that one. What do you think?
Maybe you'd be a safe. Cause
like with a lock and key?
With a lock and key, because I feel like, you know, once you can't, I don't know, you keep the stuff real locked up.
Yeah, keep it on lock.
Keep it on lock, and...
I don't know. It could be a good one.
I still think back to school supply. I think you'd be the pencil guy from SpongeBob, because you like to write stuff and like make it organized and stuff.
Yeah.
I just fly around like a whole butterfly. I don't make stuff like proper and like have not everything has a place. I just be
that's true
pollinating.
I don't know. I guess maybe any of those could really work for me.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe I don't even know, G. That's
maybe it'll,
tough.
Maybe
we said a plant. What's your favorite plant?
Oh, yeah, we could be a plant.
A cactus.
Do you think?
Yeah. Because them have a hard exterior.
Prickly.
And you just don't want to touch it.
True enough, but then you open it up and it's water inside.
Oh, is that what they have? Maybe you're an aloe.
Oh, aloe, you think?
Because aloe is super, you know, helpful in a whole bunch of different ways.
Super, like, yeah.
And it's just,
really simple on the outside, minimalistic, just like a spear, like that green color. You could be buried in aloe.
Dang, bro, all of those are probably good options. I guess we'll see when it comes my time.
Right.
I'm gonna have to write something down quick.
Let me know. I'll make sure they get you right.
Right.
I'll make sure they get you right.
What you need? Make me an aloe plant.
Right. I'll make the final decision, honestly.
Oh, true. But you'll probably be gone before me.
Right. You're right.
Dang.
Dang. We can't win.
I guess we'll see. I don't know.
We'll see.
But yeah, so next, I guess we wanted to talk.
That's a cool concept, though.
Right.
Super cool.
I think it's cool because, like, you would never think, like, because all we do here is just smooth little casket, square box, put them in the ground, it is what it is. You can personalize it to some degree. But, like, the one I saw in the museum actually had, like, the person was, like, in a, like, a crawfish or, like, some sort of, like, lobsterish looking, because I think they were like a fisherman.
Okay.
See, and like the way they did it was super tough.
So
like,
they preserve this person above ground?
I don't think it's above ground. I think it's literally just like a coffin that they put.
Oh, it's like a coffin
in the ground, or maybe they put them like in a tomb or something like that, like the Egyptians did.
Was the person really in there though?
I don't think so. They probably had to take him out.
Okay.
I would think.
Wow.
You never know though.
You know, I don't know.
Museums probably do all types of wild stuff that we have no clue about.
Yeah. They stole it, though.
True enough. There's no way they could have bought that from someone.
I don't know.
Who would sell their relative's coffin?
I don't know.
I would never do that.
Money
Unless
good.
They put it in the will. You can sell my coffin.
Yeah.
Then
if
I'd be like, okay.
It was their wishes.
What's the check? Cut me a check.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we'll get into a little who knows each other better.
Oh, yes.
So today we got the, what are we sipping on?
Just this, the one that I talked about before, just the what's it called, Trader Joe's Moscato, literally $5 a bottle. Cop some of that. It's really sweet. It's just like a white joint. My favorite part about it is that it's a twist top, so you do not need a cork. You can just twist that joint open and call it a day. So
shout out Trader Joe's.
So
I'm on
my
little alcohol tour. I'm like trying all the different ones I've never tried before. And wine is the one I was like, yeah, if anything's going to stick with me, it's going to be
wine.
Yeah.
For you?
I don't think, honestly, I started out with shots, and it wasn't good.
Hard liquor?
I mean, like, they're good, but, like, compared to wine, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I can pretty much drink anything.
I don't know if I can.
This is just casual stuff. So, for the real chill time, this is, like, for the casual time. So, we finna do who knows each other better, basically ask each other questions. And if you get it wrong, you drink. You gotta take a little sip. So we finna start. This is one that I came up with myself.
Ooh,
you'll be good. You can get mine. It's gonna be harder for me to guess yours, but I can guess.
Okay, what is it?
So what is each other's favorite album all time? You should know
like
mine. Come on, G.
Is it Blonde?
Yes. Yes. Period. It's Frank. It's Blonde.
I knew it had to be
period.
Frank something.
It's definitely Blonde is my favorite project of all time.
What if I got that
period.
Wrong?
Period.
We would have had to stop.
I know
right
we would have had to stop, G, because that's easy. Yours is harder. I have to like narrow it down by artist first. So by artist, it'd have to be either Chief Keef. It'd have to be either. Dang. Trippy.
You're missing. There's a couple like soulful women artists.
Oh. Okay. Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
So is it Miss Education?
Okay, yeah.
Is that right? See, yeah. There we go.
I can't skip out on Lauryn Hill. If anything, you got
to
go back to Miss Education.
Oh, you're right.
To ground yourself.
Yes.
That's when you can hit a Chief Keef or a
Trippy.
That's
when you get, okay.
And then when you get too gone, you just come right back down.
But I respect it. I respect it. Okay, that's a good one. I had another one. What fast food restaurant are you going to?
Oh, child.
You was...
I already know yours. It's freaking Taco Bell. That nasty food. That's not even
real food. You know I'm in there, bro.
It's not even
I'm
real
in there,
food.
I'm
they
in
know
there.
You got name in the drive-thru? We got your card on file.
Pull up. They just said, we know the order.
Right, come on now.
As soon as I tell them, can I get two cheesy bean and rice?
We already knew he was getting off. Come on now.
They said, we knew you was getting off work. Pull up.
That is a
damn
mess.
Damn near all the black people in the drive-thru damn near dap me up every time I pull up.
For facts, that's true.
Taco Bell's my place. I don't get nothing with, don't give me, don't cap on me. I don't get nothing with meat in it because the meat comes out of a hose. Yeah, so I don't get nothing with
meat
in it.
That's the part that's nasty.
Or I, that's what somebody told me once and I can't ever forget it.
Isn't it in a documentary? It's got, I think it's in a Taco Bell documentary on YouTube or something. I feel like that's where I saw from. Or maybe that was McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's has a whole bunch of cap in it. Yeah, but okay, super trash. Bro, I know yours.
What is it?
That's easy. Subway.
No.
Yes. Yes. I know you're going to Subway.
Never, bro.
We went to Subway all the time.
I don't eat meat.
We
what still, am I get? One bro, more. What am get I get a veggie. Subway?
We still went. Hey, we went to Subway constantly, bro. Tell me why we did. Why we went
when
to Subway
I was
constantly?
Eating meat? Well, I wasn't.
Okay.
No, try again or take a sip. What have I been eating lately?
Chipotle.
Yes.
But you don't like my skin.
Stop this. I literally just had.
It's Chipotle then.
My own homemade Chipotle bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 minutes ago.
Yep. But you don't cap, bro. We
did.
We went
to Subway.
Subway faithfully.
But that was when I was a carnivore. All
right.
No longer.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Oh, all right. Okay, so this one, I feel like this one's pretty good. What's the song? Ooh, it might be hard though. What song you playing in the car instantly? Or artist, maybe artist. Or what song am I playing in the car? What song you playing in the car? You
one artist or one song?
Just give me an artist, cause song is tough. Cause I don't even know.
Okay, there's gotta be like some top jaunts though for you.
Come on.
It's either Frank or Drake. It's one of the two.
It's Drake. Cause okay. If I wanna cry.
Lord have mercy.
If I wanna cry, I'm gonna put on Take Care. If I wanna tee up, we gonna put up like. Or if I want to be mad at niggas, it's gonna be Diplomatic Immunity or some like rapping jaunt. Like, but it's Drake. You're right. Yours is probably gonna be Gunna.
You like Gunna a lot.
Maybe.
I feel like this is hard though. Cause
little
I
baby,
to a bunch of
little
stuff.
Baby. No. I'm trying to think of Travis. Travis.
Probably Travis.
Okay.
It'd either be Travis. Yeah, honestly, I don't think there's... It's because it's always a mix.
Yeah.
But if there's a one go-to artist that I really mess with, like, in the rap sphere, it's Travis.
That you're going to play in the car because it rings off.
Yeah,
it would okay. be Travis. Okay, so I got
sure.
that right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I got that right.
Okay, what else?
Let's see what else we got on here. Okay, which reality show would we each other be best on?
For you? Dang.
Yo, that's tough. You would be best on, like... Home Improvement, like yeah. I'm right. Like when they flip the crib.
Yes. When they turn something the house into something else.
Yup.
That's for facts.
Yup.
You're giving me very much so Real Housewives
yeah,
or Bad Girls
be throwing
Club.
A drink.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Or even what is that one show where they throw you in the woods?
Black Ink.
No.
Bro, I'm gonna be on Black Ink crew
you
too.
You like tattoos though. That's the
I
thing.
Know, but I would still be up in the drama.
But you're giving me Total Drama Island.
That's cartoon. Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess, bro. No.
Because you could just be dramatic. They'd be like, give her some water, and you'd be like, oh Lord, have mercy.
Just so I can get more screen time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, I think you're more right with the Love and Hip Hop. Would I be on Love and Hip Hop?
I don't
know.
Definitely Bad Girls Club or. Real Housewives.
Okay, I won't make you drink.
Do you think Love and Hip Hop?
I won't make you drink for that because that's hard because I don't even have an answer. I'm telling you, Black Ink.
Do you really think Black Ink?
I don't know.
What would you be? Tattoo artist, receptionist?
No, I'd be the little receptionist that starts stuff. That mixes up the drama. That's all I would do, bro.
I'm dead.
That's all I would
I'd
do.
Be the customer, like, oh.
Like, oh. I would be starting stuff. I would be starting to be on there just for TV.
That's a mess.
Okay.
Then maybe Love and Hip Hop too.
I don't know. Whatever. Cause I'm not gonna fight folks.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I
I'm
gonna
definitely
Bad Girls Club, you'll be the one in the phone booth calling moms. These girls got me messed up. Blah, blah, blah. But then we'll walk out and be fine.
And be fine. Yeah, okay. Whatever, G. I won't make you drink for that one.
Okay,
what do I order at the bar? What do you order at the bar?
Last time I think you had vodka cran.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, or it's always something with some fruit in it.
That's pretty close.
Yeah,
vodka lemonade. Yeah, that's close. That's good. What's the first thing I order for the like round of what for everybody? You gotta know this, bro. First thing I order, it's a shot.
Tequila.
Period. You know this. You know this.
I had to think for a second.
You know this.
For a second, you know but this, I got bro. It. You that would this. Put me in the that, that would put me in the hot seat. Seat. That would put me in the
but
hot seat.
But you got
seat.
It.
Dang.
You
okay,
got
okay,
it.
Okay.
Tequila shots first. The first thing I step into the bar, we taking tequila shots. You got that right.
That
you, what you order sure. is basically, I feel like you'll order some variation of what I order.
Facts.
Or...
Facts.
Or if we're like sipping on some chill, then you'll just get wine. You'll just get whatever sweet.
Yeah.
Like a sweet wine.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I both won that. We both
facts,
got it.
Facts. We're not drinking at all.
I know, bro. We gotta get something wrong. Okay. What if I could be an animal, what would I be? This is easy
a
for
deer.
You. A deer, period. I'm a deer, a buck or a doe, you know?
Dang, what would I be? You can't get this one wrong.
I know. What would I be, bro? Would I be a buck or a doe? If you don't get this right, you have to drink.
I feel like a buck.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I'm
that
dead.
Is correct. I'd be the male, bro. I'd definitely be a
doe. I don't.
You.
When would you ever be the doe, though?
I don't. If I wanted to run really fast,
okay.
Because I feel like they run fast. I'd be any kind of
the
deer.
The bucks are bad though because they get their antlers stuck together when they fight.
That's the point.
Mm-mm.
That's what they're there for. Okay, you would be. This is, oh my gosh.
What
animal would I be? You'd be a, oh.
For some reason, koala's coming to me.
Yo, don't tell me, don't tell me.
Oh, okay.
But I can see that. I can kind of see a panda or something like that because they like to hang on plants and stuff. You like
mm-hmm.
plants.
Mm-hmm.
I can see a, what else do I see? I see like a, what about like a bald eagle or something?
Maybe. I never thought of
because
that. That's actually not bad.
They're like super meticulous when they make their nests and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they be going, they got to fend for everybody. So they go and get the food for the babies, bring
mm-hmm.
it back. They're beautiful. They glide.
And they hunt. They're
and they hunt.
Predator, not
they,
prey.
They come into the water
right.
and stuff like that. My butt got to run. Deer's got to run.
Yeah. Get gone.
You, I think that's a good one for you.
I feel like bald eagle's really not a bad one.
I think they're a beautiful animal.
For facts,
so I think
yeah.
that's a good one for you.
Okay, cool. What else did let's say?
Okay, so if we had 1 hour to spend $5,000, where would each other go? Where would I go? Where would you go?
To the store. You go to the store.
I'll go to the store instantly.
Any store. Any clothing store or makeup, probably.
Yeah.
Specific stores, maybe, like, middle-ish kind of like other road, probably Aritzia.
Yes.
Higher end, maybe like Montclair, Louis Vuitton, Off-White collabs, maybe.
I'm going to Louis Vuitton for sure.
Okay, and then what's another one I would say? Am I missing one?
That's good.
Okay.
I mean, that's good. You know, hey, you know where I'm gonna get my bag? Get just like a grand worth of stuff, hella stuff.
Yeah,
where I'm going?
Yeah.
Where I'm going?
Wait.
Come on, bro. Where I'm going? Just to get like a grand worth, but like a hella stuff because it's cheap. I go there all the time.
Child, please don't tell me it's Forever 21.
No.
Okay. Okay.
It's
okay.
An MOA. I go there all the time.
H&M.
Oh. Come on, G. You know this.
Okay, let me
I go
think.
There
let
all
me
the
think.
Time.
Let me think. Zara?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to Zara. Like,
I know it was one of the two.
Spend
the
a grip just to get hella stuff.
To get a bunch of stuff. They have good stuff in there, though.
No, they do.
They do, for sure.
I think, okay, for you, dang, I think you're more the one that would spend money on an experience. Am I right?
I think so,
would
yeah.
you go on a trip with it?
Probably.
Or would you buy concerts?
I feel like it would either be a trip or... If it had to be retail, what kind of retail do you think it would be? Would it be like clothes?
Or you're going to the beauty. You're going beauty.
Beauty, technology.
You're going skincare.
Probably skincare.
And you're probably, you might hit Glossier. You
mm-hmm.
might hit, you might just hit Sephora, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might hit, am I missing some? Or you might like, I don't know. But in Sephora, here's the brands you'd be copping. You'd be copping. Maybe some. Some Tatcha? Would you cop?
I would.
Would you cop some Summer Fridays?
Yes, I already
would. You,
did.
Would you cop? Already
Lord
did.
Have mercy.
Would you cop some? Hey, I'm doing good. Would you cop some? Dang, what else in there? I don't know, man. What else? What else? Dang.
Anything.
I feel
vegan,
like I'm capping.
Free.
Yeah, anything vegan, cruelty free. Yeah, I don't know, man. What else? Is there something I missed?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about what would be my dream job or your dream job?
Like, I'm guessing your dream job?
Right.
Okay.
Yours I think would be to work for yourself.
For facts.
And to, yeah, you're the boss.
Yeah, for facts. I can't work for somebody else. Imagine
you can't
that.
I know.
It wouldn't happen very well.
I know.
It wouldn't go off. It wouldn't ring off like that.
So I got that right.
I feel like yours would be a buyer for a luxury brand. Yeah. Any luxury brand or
pretty much any.
Okay.
Pretty much. You got any in mind, bro?
I feel like you would. I feel like, I don't know if you agree with it, but I feel like you would do well at Dior.
Yeah.
I feel like you would do very well at Dior.
Wow.
Christian
Dior.
I'm opening all the stores.
When it rains, it pours.
Yay. Yeah, you're giving me Dior vibes. Or maybe Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm.
But I could also see you starting at Fenty.
Yes, Robin.
Robin, if you're listening.
Come on, sis.
Yeah, come through.
Come through with it. That's good. Yep, you got that right. Let's see. What? That's hard. I was gonna say, what's your favorite show, but that's hard.
I don't even watch TV.
I know you don't watch TV. I don't know
what yours would be either.
I don't
honestly
even know what mine is, bro.
YouTube.
Pretty much. Hey,
I feel like that's gotta count nowadays.
Pretty much. Okay. Am I gonna choose, okay, overall, am I gonna choose, like, if I'm eating food, am I choosing sweet food or savory food?
Sweet.
Period. You notice.
I'm already knowing.
You notice.
I'm already knowing.
You notice. You're choosing. You don't like chocolate.
Mm-mm.
So you're choosing the real food. Or sour. Honestly, sour.
Yep.
If it's gonna be a candy, sour.
It's one of the two. I'm not really big on sweets like that.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's definitely the savory stuff for me. What's your favorite sweet though?
I don't really care.
Oh, is it
what is it? Wait.
The freaking
No, you know.
The It's the what are they called? The cosmic brownies.
Oh, those are fire. Yes, those are up there.
Though?
Oh yeah, it's a brownie, G.
Okay.
Those are up there, but bro, my top one. You will never piss me off with this. If you give me this, I'm instantly lit. It's literally two things. The candy. It's candy, I guess.
Okay.
It's kind of a candy. It's two things, and it's a boom, boom, boom. It's a blank, blank, blank. No. And it literally only has two things in it. I don't know if I eat them that much around you, but
I honestly don't.
Maybe that's not
chocolate
fair.
Chip cookie.
You know I will eat that any day, but
I don't know. What is it?
Reese's peanut butter cup.
I would have never got
really?
That.
Really? Maybe I don't eat that. Them enough around you.
Yeah, I would have never got that.
That's my favorite thing in the world. Okay, how about what was my best class in college?
I have no freaking clue. It had something to do with fashion. Was it econ? No, statistics.
Bro, only reason is statistics is because I capped that whole class. So you're right. I mean, statistically, you're right. You're right. Like, based on the data, you are correct. Because I got 100% in that class. Because I was full of cap.
Was it your co-op thing in the market?
I mean, that was good, but I'm trying to think, what was the best class I ever did? Oh.
Do you have one?
No. Yes, I do.
Do I know it?
Yeah, bro. What's my, like, body? I got a degree and I got a minor. Remember?
Fashion merchandising.
Right. That's the degree. The minor. Think of the minor. No.
Bye.
The minor, bro. I love to tell people that I do this.
In cap.
What?
Cap?
Come on, nah. No!
What is it?
Bro, think of the minor, bro.
Okay.
What do I do? Special skill that I have that I'm gonna go at. My teacher loved me.
I think I told you about him. His ass would like ride a bike to class every day, and like,
bro, I'm drawing a blank.
He would like save stray cats and stuff. He was weird. He was weird, but he was my goat.
I'm drawing a blank. I want to say marketing.
No, bro. Think of why you can't read stuff from my phone.
From afar?
From my phone. You can't read stuff on my phone.
Lord have mercy. Spanish?
Spanish. Yes.
Yeah, I shouldn't have guessed that one.
Yeah, I was
every
a go.
Every time I get on your phone, I'm like, what does it say?
Right. Because, hey.
You if gotta, it doesn't say the basics. See, all those the basics. No. Yeah. See, no. Adios. Hola. Como estas?
Como estas? Yep.
Yeah, those are like the basic. Bonita, that's pretty.
Yeah, bonita. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if I
you're heard. Right. Your best class, I'm going to say your best class was it one of the math generals that you take?
Probably out of math, maybe.
Or was
I thought it was between math and science.
Okay, so was it, did you have to take chemistry?
Yeah.
In college? Mm-hmm. Were you good at that?
Yeah.
Probably. So, yeah, I'm going to say that. So, yeah.
But I did better in physics than chemistry.
Okay, well, I'm right. Science.
Okay, yeah, science is probably the best one.
Science. Okay, so if either of us were going to let a celebrity be in our friend group,
mm-hmm.
who would it be?
Yours would be Drake.
Yep.
I'm already knowing.
Yeah, it's Aubrey. Yours is gonna be.
I know the answer to this one. There's
is it a girl?
Yeah, there's actually an answer to this one.
Dang, is it
You know, but I feel like you're not gonna think.
Is it Rico?
Anyway.
No,
she was an option. Okay, but no, okay, that's not the number one.
Then
so
is
you don't
it,
have to drink it.
Okay, is it?
You know this, bro. Really think.
Shoot.
Really think. Who do I stan? Who are the female artists that I really stan?
Rico.
Mm-hmm. Think like outside of rap though.
Oh, are you gonna pick like Georgia Smith? Or are you gonna pick like
no.
Are who? You gonna Georgia Smith?
No.
Are you gonna pick Diggs up when I step in the party? Are you gonna pick her? Oh, oh
no, you know this, bro. You know.
Shoot.
Do you need a hint? I'm gonna give you the best hint ever.
Okay.
She's kin to my Virgo sister.
Who's your Virgo sister? Maybe I'm full of cap. I can't think right now. Who's your Virgo sister is?
Who are all the Virgo people that I like really mess with?
Oh, Solange.
Duh. Come on.
I had to think for a minute.
I'm already knowing she's instantly in the group.
It's Solange. Because she's kin to Yonsei B. You're right. Okay.
That's my girl.
Okay. I'll drink for that one just to make it fun. Okay, no, you're right. I should have known that off rip. I was full of cap for that.
But Rico was like top three for sure.
Who's the other one?
Probably Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I died, what would you want of mine? Is there anything you'd want of mine? Or if you died. No, if I died, so like if you died, what would I take from you?
I'm supposed to answer that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I'd probably take... Ooh, that's tough. If I die, you'd probably take from me... I don't know what you want. Maybe you'd take my sneakers. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. Probably, like, just, like, wardrobe in general.
You might... I think you'd just take my shoes. No, you may, maybe you'd take my sneakers, or maybe you'd take my... I don't know.
Do we even wear the same size?
Close enough.
Okay.
You said, don't waste mine.
Dang, what would you want of mine?
I would just probably take your... What would I take? Oh, I'll take all your records.
Bro, I was about to say that.
I told you the answer.
I was going to say that.
And I take your record player.
I feel like that whole third shelf.
That whole third shelf yours. in the room. Hey, period, bro. Put me in the wheel.
I will.
I get that on baby.
I was gonna say that though. I was like this.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you said it, so we're good.
So you don't gotta drink.
Let me take a sip.
You don't get. Yo, I that's what I would take for real. Okay. What's? I'm gonna try to get the best one. Okay. Best one to end on. What's our biggest pet peeve? So I think your biggest pet peeve is like, basically like stupidity. People can't. Bro. People aren't like self sufficient.
Yeah.
Then you get pissed.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you like, none of your business. Even though it don't be none of your business, but you be getting pissed.
That's actually nuts because it's true.
It's true. But it's my biggest peppy, bro. I literally tell you, it's in my bio, it's in my Instagram bio, it's in my Twitter bio. I hate when people do this.
If you ain't black, don't say it.
If you're not black, don't say the N-word.
Don't say it.
Don't say it. And that's the biggest pet peeve. Because I will get in your ass. If you are anything but black and you say the N-word around me, you're getting cooked.
Yeah, it's
by
done
me.
For.
It's done for. And I'm probably done speaking to you forever and ever.
Yeah.
Because you can't
time.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, I don't know why. I feel like I'm not, it's not pet peeve of mine, but I get worried. Because I'm like, why can't you do that?
Yeah.
Or why don't you know that?
It's the most irritating thing in my soul.
Yeah.
Because it just burns my entire inside.
And then you're just like, why?
Right.
Like, why are you saying that? You should know better.
Right. Okay. But well, that was fun, G.
Right.
We were pretty good.
Yeah, we didn't really have to drink that much.
Got none wrong, pretty much.
I was sipping through the whole thing, though, anyway.
Baby. Okay. So, hey, we was finna just jump on this topic real quick.
Yeah.
We were, for whatever reason, we're talking about Lauren, what's her name? Lori Harvey?
Yeah.
And, we
future.
Was,
future,
yes.
What does he say? Future. He doesn't even say
is that
thing. I think it's one of his ad-libs, yeah.
We were talking about him, and then we just, like, thought of, like, would you ever date Future? So, G, would you ever date Future?
No. Not with that track record. And I'm not a babysitter, because then he had, like, 6 kids.
Yeah, you got a lot of kids.
Yeah.
He's a lot of kids. Know. Yo, I think... Hey, how many times you live? Once.
I think
give me a couple Birkins. Give me a couple tennis.
For the Birkin, maybe.
A couple tennis bracelets. Like, give me a Richard Mille. Bust me down for the one time. Take me on a couple trips, and then I'd be satisfied. You did?
A car. Anything I could resell, maybe I'd go for it.
you said, what's the return on investment here?
Right.
What am I getting out of it? So,
yeah, maybe I'd go for it. But just generally speaking, that track record is not for me.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But do you think he could ever not be Future? You know what I mean?
I think so.
If he really
loved you, I think so.
I feel like that's true, yeah.
It's,
I feel like
it'd be hard.
Hard to tell, like, the difference.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
sure.
It'd be hard. Because I think Sierra's super, like, she's cold. And if she folded for the nigga, had a kid with him, mm-hmm. then she ain't better than me. So I can do it too.
Right.
So
and look at her.
Yeah.
She's really up now.
Leveled up. So she learned something from that
level
situation.
Up. Leveled
up. Yeah. Yo, I hate us. I hate us, G.
I hate it here.
And she, yeah, so she's doing well. So I would do it. If you come out the other side like her.
Yeah, okay, well.
You did.
That puts a little different face on it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
So I would do it.
Okay. Jinx, you owe me.
Okay. You owe me a bottle of wine.
Right. A simpler
wine.
Next.
Okay.
We wanted to hop into our like latest drop from our girl, our sis, Robin.
Robin Fenty.
She. Miss Rihanna.
Yeah. She. So hey, don't look like we're getting no music no time soon.
No time.
Because
soon.
Because sis is a CEO, businesswoman. She's busy. She's booked.
She's
and
booked
busy.
And busy.
So yeah, we like the Fenty Reset. Skin. She said, I'm cool.
I'm cool in the music right now. Y'all gonna get
the
skincare.
Y'all gonna get the skincare. Just buy it and shut up.
Right.
So
here.
She, I copped it because.
Did you get it?
Yeah,
I got it.
I got the fat water and I got the.
I feel like you're gonna like it.
And I got the moisturizer.
Okay,
so the fat water is like a toner, but it's like thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need like a cotton ball to use it. You literally put it on your hands and you. Tap pad it into your skin.
Have you used it yet, or it hasn't come yet?
I haven't got it yet. So definitely let you know what it looked like. I'll let you know which let y'all know what it's looking like.
Mm-hmm.
But the moisturizer is super cold too because it literally, like I told you, it has the refills.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not buying the outside packaging again. It's cheaper. The refill's cheaper than buying the whole thing, and you just click it, bop bop,
mm-hmm.
click it into the one that you already have, and then it's just the moisturizer. So
refills all 2020.
All 2020.
If you can find a brand, I know a lot of shampoo brands do it. Conditioner brands do it. Beauty brands in general are getting on that wave. If you can find
refills
a brand
all 2020.
That has like good ingredients and like has refills, go for it.
Do that. Less packaging. We rock with it.
Save the earth. Come on.
Save
now.
The earth.
Do
this,
your part.
This is we are too far gone to not be trying to save the earth.
Right. Come on.
So
now.
So we think it's cold in her and then in her ad campaign, like She had some so many cool gorgeous people. Yeah.
Obviously, ASAP had to make an appearance.
Yeah, I mean, he's gorgeous.
Right.
We know this.
Pretty Boy Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco.
That's like his thing. So Pretty Boy Flacco. To make an appearance. Who else did she have in there? I think she had
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, Lil Nas X. If I'm not mistaken, didn't she have like the Ugly Worldwide?
I don't know.
Worldwide. Let me.
I think the coldest thing is that she included men in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, cause on Baby, like, skin is skin. Like, right. Why are we capping? Like,
I think it's weird though because a lot of guys really aren't into skincare and they should be.
They should be.
Like you, yeah. She totally had Ugly Girl Worldwide in here. Ugly Worldwide is her at Instagram name. I know her just from Instagram, and then she was also a part of, if you listen to our last episode, she's also a part of, or she was a part of Travis's concert.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, remember
on
when,
the cover? Astro World cover?
No, at the concert. Remember when he had the screen with all the graphics on it, and she like popped up? Yeah, so that's where I recognized her from. But she's just like basically like Instagram model. She's really cool, kind of emo, kind of grungy.
Yo, she didn't have slick.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that, honestly, because they're pretty close. But yeah, honestly, I might get my hands on something. I'm trying to get through a couple bottles right now of our regular. So should we go into Skin Rex while we're at it?
Yeah, honestly? Go ahead, G. I'm trying to replace my little Pond's moisturizer.
Are you not messing with the Pond's anymore?
It's Fenty Skin now.
Oh, I feel it. Honestly, I need to get on the same wave because right now my favorite one right now though is CeraVe it's not like super cheap.
I have a moisturizer for them.
But it's good and it has like mm-hmm. hyaluronic acid in it for all my dry skin girls and gals out there. My guys too. That's probably one of my favorite ones. And then I use a lot of like the Ordinary's face peels and stuff for like AHA whatever mm-hmm. to like get the dead skin off. And then
very good.
Yeah, I think those are the two things that I like live on. And then somewhere in the middle there's like some Summer Fridays stuff like face masks. And yeah, that's basically it. I try to keep it as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to pick stuff that works for me too, because sometimes the stuff with chemicals in it really does you good, which is trash.
That's too bad.
But at the same time, like,
you that's why they put it works. In there,
right? Exactly. But yeah, Miss Rihanna is doing her thing. That's what, brand 3? She has
the Fenty, the LVMH.
Right, so she has clothing Fenty. Line.
And then Fenty Beauty. Fenty Skin.
Fenty Skin. Remember when she started out with like the whole like thing with, wasn't it like with River Island, and she was doing like those Puma collabs?
Oh yeah, Fenty Puma.
Yeah.
I think Pumas. That.
Oh my God.
That is over.
Yeah, she's done with that for sure.
But
she got her foot in the door with that one.
Yeah, good for her.
Four facts.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you have to tell me how you like this stuff because I want to try it, honestly.
For real. Oh, I would do that.
Completely unrelated, bro. Should we talk about how they put all the black shows on Netflix?
Yeah, they did put all the black shows on Netflix.
They put all the black shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
What's the one you were saying? Like Moesha. Mom's likes? Yeah, Moesha. Isn't Brandy on there too or something like
that? That's Brandy's show.
Oh,
she is Moesha.
Okay, that's what it is.
I don't know if they put like Martin and stuff like that.
I was gonna ask, did they put Martin on there?
I don't even know, but I mean, it's, I guess it's about time.
Yeah,
they got Friends on there. They know.
They did at one point. They had it on there for some time.
They know they can put some black people on there because Friends is. If they got The Office on there, come on.
Right.
That stuff not funny.
And then I saw.
It's not.
And then I saw, because wasn't Monique supposed to have like a Netflix special or series, and like they tried to scam her for that?
And like not pay her, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And now she's on there anyway. So a check is a check.
You dig?
Netflix.
Yep.
I mean, hey, joke's on you, but appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yo, so we had seen something funny on Twitter. It was this dude looking kind of pissed. He had his little AirPods in, and I think they had drawn the AirPods on him.
Probably.
So that's even funnier. But he was looking pissed. This is a black dude. He's looking pissed with the AirPods in. And then basically the tweet was saying, like, me in public is just me looking pissed with the AirPods.
Right.
But in my AirPods is really something bumping. I'm bumping
fire.
Something that's unexpected for me.
Right.
Probably the funniest one I saw was this black dude looking pissed, like, it says me in public, but in his AirPods, he was listening to that last Friday night. He was listening to Katy Perry. So we was finna talk about was really bumping in our headphones. Right. For you, unexpected.
Bro, what if someone looks at you and you're straight face? Don't you're straight talk face, to me. I'm really zoned on my music.
They think you're on some, like, they think you're listening to Rod Wave. Right. Or they think Lil you're Nudie listening
Chief
to
Keef.
Lil Nudie.
Something that really
the young Nudie. They
ready
think,
to fight.
They think you're, yeah. But wait, what are you listening to, bro? They think you're listening to Chief, but really, what you on?
It's probably here in my top three. Mm-hmm. We got Willow Smith.
Okay.
We got Arctic Monkeys.
See, oh, that's we got some...
Kings of Leon.
Come on now.
You wouldn't guess it. You would think I'm ready to fight on the train with but my AirPods really... in. But it's not it.
It's not it.
It's Yo. Not it. What about you, bro? What do you got?
Yo, I'm listening to, I hate to say it.
Oh, child.
I kind of hate to say it, but I hate to say it a little bit, but I'm listening to Folklore. It's Taylor Swift's album.
Lord,
I'm listening to it.
Lord have mercy.
Yo, she did a good job. She did a really good job. And I'm listening to, she got one jaw on there called Cardigan.
Like Don Toliver?
Yeah, like Don Toliver.
I'm a nigga. I'm all in it. She be on my back like a cardigan.
That's a little different than that. But it's on there. And so I'm honestly listening to Folklore, or I'm gonna be listening to Lil Peep too. He got this little album called Cry Baby, like after since he's passed and all of that.
So you say RIP, right?
Yeah. I'm listening to him, and then literally it's probably gonna be some Billie Eilish too.
Yeah,
you know that, she has a really good voice. She does cap on the culture quite
That's
a
what
bit.
I was gonna say.
But I can't really knock like the productions. Her brother is the one that produces like her music. His name is Phineas. He has makes his own music too.
And Ferb.
Come on now. His name is Phineas.
Which one's Ferb then?
Come on, her.
Okay.
Billy.
No, because didn't Ferb have green hair?
They both got green hair. You're
Dude,
right.
We unlocked that whole thing.
We did, bro. I hate us. So, he's excellent. Yo, something different. He's gifted. So, she makes some good music. She does cap on the culture and steals a lot from black people. But what else do we expect?
I can agree that her sound is unique.
Yes, she has a great voice.
Yeah,
She's
can agree.
She's talented.
And she made some sort of stance on Instagram, I think.
No, she did. And I thought it was good. I read it and I thought it was good.
Right. So, like, her ability to acknowledge, like, her part or her role in the appropriation of culture and like, calling other people on the carpet or even being able to recognize that for herself, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think it's the sound for me. I messed with it heavy at first. I think I initially was just, like, riding the wave with everyone else. And then I took a step back from it. And I feel like I didn't like it as much. But I can't deny that she does have a good voice. I think it's the sound for me that I have to, like, readjust myself to.
So,
but her and Ferb going crazy.
So I'm listening to her. Or honestly, I think I tried to tell you about him. But his name is Kane Brown. He's this light-skinned country singer, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And he be making music with, like, Swae Lee and, like, John Legend and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm gonna be looking pissed with my headphones in, but I'm gonna be listening to some happy
some
ass
country.
Kane Brown. Yeah.
Honestly, we're redefining the realm of country, and I think it's a good
right.
thing. There's space for everyone anywhere.
Right.
If Post Malone can do it,
anybody can. Beyonce
anybody
did
can.
It.
Come on now.
B did it. Lil Nas X.
Right. Everyone can cross over into anything. Artist is an artist.
For real, for real.
Right.
Okay, G. So, do we.
Oh, we got to get into the book. Hey, we're some bookworms. Kind of. A little bit. But,
we in the library.
Right. Between the lions. Head
Yo, PBS was PBS for the broke niggas.
PBS
Who
was
couldn't
so
afford
hard.
It did. But when you couldn't afford no Disney Channel,
you had PBS.
You had
huh?
PBS. And you had
what
Between
else did
the
they
Lions.
Have on there?
They had Arthur.
And they had the
Cyberspace.
The
Cyberspace.
Dinosaurs. Which ones were the dinosaurs?
Dragon Tales.
Yes, Dragon Tales.
Bro, they what's his name? Max and whatever. Them was my partners. Max and whatever her name was. You know the girl?
The girl dragon?
No, the girl kid.
And Arthur?
No. Dragon Tales. There was a girl,
oh,
kid,
yes.
and a boy.
I can't remember her name.
And
can't remember her name.
And they would say, far and wide. Dragons, like, they would touch the stone and be like, we wish upon a whatever, and they would, and all the dragons would come around.
Right. Kids have such a big
imagination. They kept that thing on them. Yeah. That stone.
That stone on them. They kept the rock on them. Yo. It's 5 o'clock on the dot. I need a dragon rock.
Oh, come on. Hey, we hate that because that's R. Kelly, so hate that.
Oh, yeah, true.
Bro, enough. Okay, so anyway, back to the point. Is the book, bro. About? The book. Come on now.
The book. So I so recently book, read.
What's this book called? Tell us the book.
It's called Relationship Goals by Michael Todd. Y'all have probably seen
this
it.
This was your idea. Yeah, let them
was,
know.
It was my idea. Your it idea. Was, it was. Y'all probably seen him on Instagram or YouTube maybe. He's like, whatever, social media famous. And I thought it'd be cool to read the book.
And what does he do?
He's a pastor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to make sure. Yeah, he's a pastor. He basically has this entire YouTube series on relationship goals, and then he made a book about it, and he talks most of the book, but like his wife's in there some too. And we're just going to talk about our biggest takeaways so far. So I already read it. You're still reading it, right?
Yeah.
Skipping through like Spark Notes.
I gotta go to work, man. I be busy.
Get in there. Right. Hey, you never lie.
I'll be trying to read it in my downtime.
But yeah, so we were going to talk about our biggest takeaways. Mine, I guess, would be, so we talked somewhere in the book about being selfless in a relationship. And basically, like, it wasn't news to me, but you know what I mean? I thought it was cool that he emphasized that part about how, like, if you're really going to be in a committed relationship, whether it's, like, a long-term thing, like, or whatever, like, you kind of have to, like, let go of yourself and, like, basically be there for someone else in a way that you probably haven't been there for anyone outside of your immediate family before. So I thought it was cool that he touched on that. What was yours, bro? Oh, I already know.
From what I gathered.
From what I read.
From what I, you know. My analyzation of the text is looking a little bit like, basically, the best part... The best part that I can remember that I read is when he was saying that, like, the Bible explains how, like, if you have two oxen, like, pulling something together, and they're, like, connected by, like, a yoke or by, like, a harness type of thing,
right,
if the two oxen are not of equal strength, your thing ain't gonna go nowhere.
Right.
So basically he was saying you get somebody who's like matches your energy and is like, you know, even with you, and helps you like move whatever you're trying to move. So I think that was like the most important thing that I read.
Mm-hmm. Basically just being like, I think the Bible calls it like equally yoked or whatever.
Yes.
With someone.
Matching your energy.
Right. But yeah, it's a decent book for anyone that like, I don't want to say struggling, but anybody that's like curious about like relationship stuff or whatever, I'd say go read it. It's kind of dated. I don't know how much older he is than us, but I feel like it reads like he's like,
when did this come out?
A couple years older than us at the least, because the reference relationship goals is like relatively old nowadays anyway. But for the most part, he's speaking what he has to say. He's speaking his truth, and I think it's real life. So go check the book out. We enjoyed it, or are fairly enjoying it so far. And yeah, I guess
he was good with it. Ooh, Jesus. She was good with it. Okay.
Oh,
next thing.
Yeah, right. Moving on. We wanted to get y'all's opinion, I guess, because we were a little, I guess, torn with the situation. So obviously, like we said in the last episode, the NBA is back up and running.
They back.
But we caught wind of something from one of the Miami Heat players, number 0, Myers Leonard. He decided to stand during the national anthem, and he had created this like caption on Instagram. He like posted a bunch of pictures and stuff with it too, but he created this caption on Instagram basically saying like, his brother serves in the Army, he has several friends that serve in the Army, and that's basically why he chose to stand. But the Black Lives Matter movement is also a huge, big part of him, like a big deal to him, and like he cares about it as well. So, you guys can go read his caption on Instagram. Matter of fact, should we read it to them? Do you think it would be,
if you want to,
beneficial to read it to them?
I mean, I think you encapsulated it. Like, you got okay. The gist of it. That's what he said, is that he's not gonna kneel. because of his family members that he respects in the armed services, and he feels like that's disrespectful, but at, in the same note that he still respects Black Lives Matter movement.
Right.
And what did you think?
I was torn for sure. I can't, like, I don't have a problem with people being, having a difference of opinion on whether to kneel or stand. Like, in my opinion, if you're going to support the Black Lives Matter movement, it's through your action. And one of the immediate actions you can take if you have a platform like someone that's in the NBA is to kneel. So I would, like, I understand kneeling and I get that. But I think my biggest gripe with it was the fact that he equated the flag or kneeling for the national anthem to solely the military. And you made a point about this too when we were discussing it, but I think I have an issue with that, is because the flag and the military, or the military doesn't solely represent the flag, and then the flag itself isn't solely representing the military. Like, they're not, like, synonymous in each other. Because the national anthem says for liberty and justice for all, and if everyone's not being treated equally, then I have a problem with you feeling like you can only support the people that are, like, choosing to fight in the military, like they're the only all that the national anthem
refers to. Right. And that's big facts. And so I think too, it's like, if anything, if you have family members that are in the armed services or in the military or whatever branch of the military that they're in, if anything, they don't get to pick and choose who they serve.
Right.
So they don't get to say, we only serve white Americans, we only serve straight Americans, we only serve rich Americans. They don't get to pick and choose. They chose to do that job to serve everybody who lives on this soil. So whether you're undocumented, however you're here, you're here.
You're protecting this land.
And you're protecting this land and the people on it. So you don't get to pick and choose. And that means people who kneel. That means people who stand. That means no matter what, people who express dissent towards the country and its policies, you're there to protect them. So I think that's a really noble thing to do, I think. I couldn't do it, never do it.
Agreed.
But it's if you can protect people that you vehemently disagree with, I think that's something to be giving respect towards.
Taking the higher road.
Talk about taking the higher road. Right. Like, you risking your life for somebody that you have huge disagreements with. So for this person to say that because they have people in the armed services, they can't disrespect those people by kneeling, I think that's a whole bunch of cap, because those people are fighting for the ones that are kneeling.
Right.
And those people are the reason that they're in the armed services, is to protect the people that decide to kneel.
Right.
And to protect Black people. And to protect gay LGBTQIA plus people. They don't get to pick and choose.
Right.
So that's where I think you're right, where it became a whole bunch of cap.
Right. And like I said, like, you can have your difference of opinion, whatever. If you go into the streets and march with us, if you fight for justice and change in our political system, like, if you do all that, kudos to you. You're doing the right thing. But I just want to make it clear that, like, if you choose to be in the military, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. You get to choose whether you want to go risk your life for this country and the people that stand on this soil or not. And we're not degrading that at all. We solemnly appreciate you for the choices that you make. In doing so, we get it and we understand and we appreciate you for that. But it is still a choice. At the end of the day, like, if you're Black, you don't get to choose to be Black.
Yeah, you don't.
That's not a choice. So in the same way that people that are choosing to go fight for our country and are dying for our country are dying, it's their choice to choose a potential death. And that may seem harsh, but that's truly the case. I don't get to have a choice in whether when I step outside someone's going to want to, like, kill me for being, like, the color that I am, or anyone that steps outside and chooses to be a specific color. Like, if they're not the majority or considered the majority, they step outside and their life could be risked solely for looking the way that they look. And I think that's the big thing for me. Like I said, I can't really say completely and, like, upset or mad or have a gripe with him, because he does still support the Black Lives Matter movement, and, like, that's been a thing through and through for him. From what I can see from his Instagram posts since the NBA has started back up. But I think my biggest gripe is with the fact that you're choosing to stand solely for military or militarized reasons, and I don't think that's very valid. Because if we're being honest, bro, like, if the national anthem says for liberty and justice for all, and all of us are not having liberty and justice served, I think that's grounds to kneel.
Right. And like, Exactly. And like I said before, how it seems like when people are protesting mm-hmm. or expressing distaste towards the government, it's, you know, initially viewed as unpatriotic right. and that you don't care about the country. But right. in fact, it's the exact opposite. It's right. you care about this country so much that you're willing to take physical action. You're willing to put your body on the line to mm-hmm. make changes to make it better mm-hmm. for everybody that lives here.
Right.
So that if that's the case, It's the most patriotic thing to do to kneel.
Absolutely.
It's because you're trying to make this country a better place.
Right.
And because it's like it's messed up and there's so much wrong with it. And that's like the NBA, a large majority of the NBA's way of expressing that there's so much wrong with it mm-hmm. because they want it to be better. It's you couldn't be more patriotic.
Right. Yeah. And if the military represents so much of the flag, and these are the words of the flag, then those people that are fighting for this country are fighting for liberty and justice for all.
And they should be livid.
Right.
Because what they're fighting for is not being upheld.
Exactly.
So they should be livid.
Exactly. Which, in my opinion, is all the more reason to kneel. So, yeah, I don't know. I had a larger gripe with that part of it, and I think it's important to, like, highlight for people that may not understand or, like, even align with his views without the correct understanding or ignorance to the subject that, like, the military does not synonymously represent the flag and vice versa. Like, yeah.
I overall think he's full of cap.
Yeah.
Because the way his job is,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't have it. If it wasn't for black people, that's why people watch the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they want to see, like these outstanding athletes perform and do their thing.
Right.
And like we said before, 70%+ of the NBA is black.
Right, yeah.
So he wouldn't have his job. His job wouldn't be on this platform that he wouldn't be getting that bag if it wasn't for black folks. So
right.
I think it's cap.
Yeah. And then in the Instagram caption too, the what would you call it? Like, explanation for standing comes before the importance of Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Which, like you say, matter is the minimum.
Yep.
But I think everything that you do, like, in a space like this is super important, and the order of importance I think should have been highlighted even in the caption, with Black Lives Matter being first. I don't know, some may say I'm being picky or not, whatever. I think that, like, if you're going to speak to the Black Lives Matter movement and the importance of it, that should be the top high note and priority of what you're saying before you, like, explain why you're not, like, wholeheartedly showing your support towards it.
Yeah.
Well, that's just my opinion too, because in a climate like this, I think it's hard to, I don't know, it's really hard to get a difference of opinion right now. Like, it's very hard, and I think if you're gonna have one, it needs to be valid, and I think
you need to come correct.
Yeah,
with
I think
it.
This one could have definitely been thought out a little bit more in depth, in my opinion. But like I said, I can't be completely mad at him because he does say he supports and shows love for the Black Lives Matter movement, but I think the way that he displayed it in this way, I'm not really in the reasoning behind it, I'm not really, like, messing with that at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but I guess, yeah,
we said our piece on that. We wanted to end it with apparently we like to talk about driving,
right?
Cars are a new thing. We're probably two of the most trash drivers on the planet,
right? Yeah, for sure.
But we finna give our piece on road rage, bro. One thing about me is,
I'ma still get behind the wheel. One thing about me is, I'ma get where I need to go.
And I'ma still run over a curb while I do it.
Right.
That's one thing about me. So, bro, tell me. I've driven countless number of times mm-hmm. as your passenger.
Uh-huh.
So I know how you get down.
Uh-huh.
Behind the wheel. I know. So tell me, G, what irks you the most and what gives you the most road rage as far as your people be driving around you? What makes you get the most pissed?
Man, I hate when people, I think my top things, I experienced it today too, but my top thing is when people get over to go slow.
Left lane. Yeah.
Come on now. Like, I'm not behind you. Like, I'm making my way downtown.
Come on.
Trying to get down the road, and you get over to get out of somebody else's way just to continue to go slow in the left lane.
Yo, I think slow drivers in general piss you to heck off.
I can't stand it.
Yo, I don't know why you always trying to speed.
Because what's playing in my head, the soundtrack to my driving, is NBA YoungBoy.
Yo,
I gotta get one.
I know it is. Yo, that's for facts. And that's, I agree, because I think whatever I'm listening to is the speed limit.
Exactly.
Whatever song I'm listening to, that's the speed limit I'm going.
You got me a hi-hat, I'm finna hit a high speed.
I'm finna hit a high speed. Yo, I swear. I think what makes me most pissed off.
Yeah, what is yours?
I don't know, bro. I try to give people grace because I'm a trash driver.
Yeah,
so
do.
I know I be pissing folks off. But yo, I don't know. I feel like, hey, when people don't signal, especially because just recently I was, the 12 signaled in front of me without using a blinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? The 12. The 12. So I was pissed about that.
I would pull them over.
Oh, maybe citizen's arrest.
Right.
Because I like that kind of gets me. But I think this. I think if you are going to like flip somebody off, you better get ready to get out the whip.
Yeah. Because
if you're gonna flip somebody off, get out the whip.
Those
then.
Are fighting words.
Those are fighting. Like, do you agree, bro? You better be prepared to get out.
Well, if I flip somebody off, I'm gunning it. I'm not getting out the whip because I already know what's in store. But it's not very often that I flip somebody off.
I've never done it.
I have done it is when someone
I know
someone
you've done
my
it.
My butt.
Yeah.
Me.
Because you know they're going fast.
Right. I'm already speeding.
Yeah.
And now you're riding my butt. Like, come on now. So I'll flip them off and then they'll be like, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yo.
I bet my car goes faster than yours.
Yeah, they can't breathe.
They can't catch me.
Zoom, zoom. Brother, I wholeheartedly believe that. If you flip me off or if you try to give me some type of look, you better get ready to get out the whip.
Yeah.
So in that case, I guess I don't do it because I'ma just hit the
can't
gas
fight.
And
yeah.
Keep it pushing.
It's time to go. You really can only do it. Like, the only appropriate times to flip somebody off are on the interstate.
Is it? Because you can just keep it going.
Imagine doing that in the city or something.
Yeah, because they could pull over.
It's
you're
wrecked.
Cooked.
Y'all gonna be scrapping for the 30 seconds it takes without light
to change.
Turn green. Like, come on now.
Yeah, that's facts. I think, I don't know if too much pisses me off. I guess when people are worse drivers than me, then I know they're bad.
Right.
Because I don't claim to be. If I could just lift everywhere, I would.
For facts.
So.
Or float. If I could just float. Or what?
Teleport.
Telepath. Yeah.
Telepath. If I could do that, that's what I would do. So I don't even claim to be a good driver. I was like, pat myself on the back for just parallel parking.
Right. That's honestly hard though.
No, it's hard.
It's not easy.
Cause yo, shorty, did I tell you this? When I passed my driver's test, I had the same shorty twice, the
Me
same
too.
Tester, and then because I definitely failed the first time.
Me too.
Second time I came up in there, I know her ass was like, she said again.
Not again.
Not again. And then the most nuts thing was, so she was deaf. And yeah.
That's not even fair.
But hey, the sweetest person on the planet. She was so sweet. And then, second time, yo, Minnesota, you got to do it like a back in, like you're backing into your driveway,
mm-hmm.
back in. I sucked at that. And then you got to do a parallel parking between the cones. Second time, I hit the curb.
Oh,
I
Lord,
just readjusted the- real quick. And then, she was telling me it was on real life road. So she told me like something like, take a right at the stop sign. I was not paying attention to her for whatever reason. I was being rude. But it was like, she also, like, you know, spoke a little different because she was deaf. But I heard her. But I just wasn't paying attention. And so I went straight through the stop sign. And she's like, oh, I told you to take a right, but you went this way. And she's like, I know the way. I was like, oh, sis.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry. And then I pulled into the parking lot and I was like, I know. I'm sorry. I wasted your time. I was like, I'm sorry. I'll just come back again. And she was like, you passed. And I was like,
thank you.
I said, thank you, my good sis. She just didn't want to see me again.
She really didn't want to.
She didn't want me to pull up there again. So that's how I passed. I had a nice, nice person pass me. That's the
Mine
only
was
reason.
Mean. Mine was ridiculously mean. And she was mean, bro. I literally took it. I was doing fine. And then I was going through a traffic light. And it was...
You do it on real roads?
Yeah.
Not
on
mine?
Yellow. And I still went under it, and she was like, as soon as I like went under it, it turned red,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, you know, you just ran that stoplight, and I was like, it was yellow.
It was yellow the whole
time.
Like,
no, it wasn't. And I was like, whatever. So she ended up failing me for that.
Dang.
So I was pissed. I walked out of there.
I know,
like,
you was hot.
I was like,
bro, how old were you?
I don't know. I probably had to be like 16 or 17, I think.
Hey, I had to my job. I was grown. I was 18.
I feel like I was either 16 or 17. I don't remember, but. I'm like, dang, like,
I know you was pissed.
I was with my dad. He didn't even know what to do because I was so hot.
I know you was pissed. I would hate to see it.
Yeah, and I would really hate to see it. I'm like, she sucks, blah, blah. Like, I'm like saying all this mess. And then I came back the next time because they make you wait that certain amount of days before you can come back again. And then I was in there and I was trying to be rude. I'm like on my phone or whatever. Whole time they have a sign up that says, please get off your phone. So like I was wrong for that. And then we finally went out there to take the test again. And she tried to test me on like a 3-point turn, but she called it something random and weird. And I didn't know what that was. So I just guessed that it was a 3-point turn and it was right. Mm. And then she ended up passing me and I'm like, yeah, give me my license or my permit or whatever it was. One of the two, but I was like, I'm free. Man, yo, she was rude.
What I was just grateful to my lady. I was like, thank you, my God. And then, bro, I capped on my mom. When I came into the lobby, I was like, yeah, mom, we coming back. I said, mama, we going to have to come back. She said, all right, baby. She said, we'll get it back. She said, well, a couple more practices and we got it. And then I said, it's like, we got it.
Right.
And she was like, thank you, Jesus. Like, I didn't want to come back
anymore.
She said, I didn't want to take off work again to bring you up here. So we did it.
That's a mess, too, because my mom was the same way. She made me read the book. She had me study the whole book for my permit, and I failed it still. And I came out, and I was like, I didn't pass. And she was like, go take it again. And I was like, fine. So I went in there the second time, and I started guessing, and I got it all right. And I think that's a mess. Don't give me a book. If the book's not going to be accurate, don't give me a book.
Don't give me a book. Yeah. Well, road rage is something else, huh?
I suppose so.
Well, either way, we're pushing our Honda. We're pushing our Toyota. And what do we say? That motherfucker going to run regardless.
It's going to run regardless.
Nothing's going to happen to it, man.
At all.
It's going to go. So I guess that's it, G.
We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in.
Period.
Period.